I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. So I'm actually curious to see how this sounds, because I'm laying, or I'm kneeling down on the floor, my elbows on my bed, and my phone on the mattress or the blanket or whatever. And I bet you the quality is probably better than my microphone, just because of the soundproofing. And there's no echo because I'm speaking directly into a large mattress. So I bet you the quality is a lot better, but I don't know. Anyway, this one's probably going to be short as shit, because I'm coming to that realization, a very obvious one, one that we all talk about and we all know to be true, that doing the hardship first is always the better way to go. Doing the tedious, the longer, the more difficult, the more challenging, whatever it is, doing that first is just the way to go. And why I say that is because I haven't done shit today. I went to work. First of all, I woke up late for work, so I had to rush to work, and I didn't even prep a proper lunch. So I'm already behind on food. I'm behind on water. I'm behind on protein. I need to go to bed in 7 minutes, but I still have to eat about 1,500 calories, half a gallon of water, record the podcast, upload the podcast, do that nightly intake form shit that I do, and then go to bed knowing that I didn't do shit and that, yeah. And so I also have to take an ice bath. So that's great. So, and that's the thing. So I think that if I were to have done the ice bath this morning, that would have changed the whole game. And because I never ever want to take an ice bath. I never look forward to it. And that's the point. That's why I do it. I believe that to be such a foundational cornerstone to the level of discipline that I've personally reached recently. So without that, I'm not sure where I would be, but I had more thoughts today with my gallon of water and eating. I was like, what if I just didn't do it today? What if I just went to bed, you know? And again, I just went, whoop, and stood up and I was like, nah. So anyway, so yeah, man, I just got to start doing that shit early in the morning or just sooner in the day. Because then I wouldn't have that dread or that daunting thought of, oh man, I still got to do this today. Because that takes so much energy, mental energy, to think about the thing that I still have to do. And then I don't do it. And then I take more mental energy to stress about the fact that I'm not doing it and that I still have to do it. And then there's the compounding effect of that. Plus, I'm disappointed in myself that I'm procrastinating. And then procrastination itself. And so it's a big old spiral of bullshit and energy wasting, because if I were to just do it first thing in the morning, that would be, first of all, it would make me, I would probably feel very proud of myself. It would be an incredible win super early in the day. It's much harder to do it first thing in the morning as well, because my core body temperature is lower. So when I'm in there, it's much more difficult and I'm shivering my ass off. It's almost like torture. But yeah, so. And I didn't do anything. I didn't work on anything today. And I feel like shit, dude. I got home from work. I worked a little bit later than usual. And then I got some Chipotle because it's a shit ton of calories and it's very cheap. And I just ate that. And then I've been sitting in my room. I did laundry and shit. But I've been sitting on my bed doing a little bit of reading, but not really. And yeah, so here we are kneeling on the floor on my bed to record a podcast, because I know I still need to get it done. And it feels good knowing that I did get something done, because, you know, as soon as this is done, I'm done with that. But I still got to put it in my computer and put the intro outro and then write about it and then upload the shit and then take an ice bath and then shower for the night and then eat a lot of fucking food, drink a lot of water, do a little form, and then I can go to sleep. And the good thing is I work FedEx tomorrow, so that's great. I don't have to wake up at 3:30, so thank goodness. But yeah, so we've come to the realization and episode 162. It's March 30th, I think, 2024, 9:56 p.m., that I need to start doing the hard shit first. And I need to just commit to that and own it. And I think that would simplify my life a little bit. I think that would give me or prevent the usage of, I don't know, just expending more energy for not doing shit, you know? Because I'm getting, it's, so to have a thought, it requires energy. And so if I keep having the same thought that I'm not doing something, that causes the stress, that causes the discouragement, the procrastination, all the shit, that just compounds. And it's a big old, huge cost of energy at the end of the day. And maybe if I didn't do that, I would feel better in the day. And I wouldn't want to take a nap, but I'd be able to focus better because I'm not expending that energy on stupid shit. I'm not distracted or trying to procrastinate or trying to put things off. I just got it done and I move on to the next thing. And, it, you know, to that extent, I would be able, if I wanted to work for 3 hours when I got home, go use all the hours of overtime is what I call it. And then it would be 7 o'clock and I could spend maybe an hour if I wanted to just hanging out or, I don't even know what, how to spend time that's not working. Sounds so stupid, dude. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. So I've come to the realization that we've all known that doing the hard shit first is what you should do. And so I think that's what I'm going to have to start doing from here on out, because this is some bullshit. I feel like a lazy piece of shit because, yeah, I'm going to talk in circles if I keep on going, but that's that. So, yeah. That's the lesson for today. Just do the hard shit first. And the thing is, dude, taking an ice bath takes 5 minutes. It takes 5 minutes, dude. If you want to throw in the time that it takes to change and the time that it takes to walk there and walk back and then get in the shower and clean off that nasty water and then change and then get dressed and then smell, not, I guess, 20 minutes, I guess. But, dude, 20 minutes... that I'm going to do anyway to get it done sooner to avoid all that stress and anxiety, or no, anxiety is not the right word. I'm actually kind of upset that I used that word. It's not what I meant. All the stress and frustration and whatever else, because I just didn't do it earlier, you know? So anyway, that's that. That's the show. It's 162. Also, never mind. That's it. Peace out. Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds, and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.